Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bill Gates from ESPN tweeted out, I didn't see this until just now. Not only did Dustin Hopkins give Washington the win with his field goal, he gave quarterback Taylor Heinicke a nice payday by playing in over 60% of the snaps and Washington getting a win. Heinicke earned a $125,000 incentive. Significant kick by Hopkins. That first kick was not very significant. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence. Nikki Javala does a great job covering this team for the Washington Post. I'm going to start with the our Window Nation Twitter poll that I just put out there. All right, go to windownation.com or go to 86690Nation. Call them. Tell them I told you to call. Buy two, get two free. No interest, no payments for two full years. Should Taylor Heinicke be the starter the rest of the year, Nikki? Yes or no, even if Ryan Fitzpatrick is available in 7 or 8 weeks?
If he plays like this every game, sure. But I think maybe a lot could change over the course of, say, like the next six games or so, or however long Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be out. I think, and not to be a pessimist, because I really do think Taylor Heinicke has not only exceeded expectations, but really done a remarkable job of really bringing this offense to life, just with his mobility, his knack for improvisation. Like, pretty much everything he's done back there has really been a boon for this offense. But you would think that at some point that magic starts to fade a little bit, just as defenses start to really figure him out. But, you know, if he continues to play like this and produce wins, then yeah, I think it's going to be a really tough decision for Ron Rivera.
You know, you actually phrased it in a way that I think sums up the 11 and a half quarters that he's played for this team. He's given this offense life. You know, every single time he's been in there, he has jump-started an offense that wasn't very good. Now, you know, it's all relative because it was such a terrible offense last year for most of it. But the 11 and a half quarters he's played, Washington's offense has come to life, no doubt. Now, I asked you if you thought he'd be the starter the rest of the year. What do you think Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, and the guys in the locker room think about him?
I think they've been pretty honest so far in that they're confident in him. They believe he can win them games because he's so far proven that he can win them games. But granted, the sample size is small at this point, right? I mean, he's started one playoff game, had a heck of a game, nearly pulled off a win against the eventual Super Bowl champions, came up in relief in the last game, did some good things. The offense kind of fizzled late. This one, he did a lot of good things, but I think you got to look at the whole picture, too, in that, you know, he also got away with some things. You know, it could have ended on that interception there late. So I think he's done a lot of really, really good things, and he saved this team when I think last year the defense would be relied upon to save the team. But you just don't know if any of it is sustainable, primarily because the sample size is so small.
Yeah, it's very small. And if that game ends last night on that interception, and say the Giants pick up a first down and they're able to win the game on a walk-off field goal, it's a far different conversation, because a good and exciting night, a night where the offense had life, would have ended catastrophically, and we would have all been saying and focusing on the fact that, you know, his accuracy is wildly inconsistent, and receivers made excellent catches on some throws that weren't perfect. All of those things are true. It's just a different perspective coming out of a win versus a loss. Now, the perspective on the defense for me isn't really and wasn't this morning contingent on them winning or losing the game. This has been a bad start defensively, given the expectations we all had for it. What do you think the issues are?
I think there's a lot of them. I think communication certainly is one of them, which can lead to missed assignments, blown coverages. I think tackling is still a very big issue for this team. Especially on the second level at linebacker. You know, they did a much better job of getting pressure, especially from Montez Sweat this game. I still think it's not where they want it to be, especially with the talent they have up front on the line. I think on the whole, it's just been inconsistent. On the back end, they've been gashed quite a bit. Daniel Jones, I mean, I still have yet to figure out how he's able to pick up so much yardage, especially on the ground against this defense. Above all others so far. But I think it's something that's going to come with time and diligence. There's a lot of new players on this team, a lot of players transitioning to a brand new scheme like William Jackson. I think it's going to take time for it to gel. And we saw that a bit last year too, right? I mean, I feel like, that second Giants game was a real turning point for this team, and then it really came together on Thanksgiving game in Dallas. So maybe this year is similar in that it's going to take time because there are a lot of new parts.
We're talking to Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. When you talk about the missed assignments, and I've had Ron on my show the last 2 weeks, and he's talked about maturity. He's talked about, you know, guys have to play the scheme. They've got to play the call. Who do you think he's specifically identifying on defense?
I'm sure there are some that stand out among others just with the number of mistakes they made, but I think it applies to everyone, honestly. I mean, I think everyone on that defense has made errors, some costlier than others. But even the veterans, Kendall Fuller, has made mistakes, just as William Jackson has, you know, John Bostic, who's a captain, has made a number of mistakes, just as Bobby McCain has. You know, I think it's everyone. I think, and this is just my opinion, kind of reading between the tea leaves. I don't want to, you know, put words in Ron's mouth and, you know, say this is what he's thinking too, because he hasn't said it publicly. But I think the expectation is, you know, that line should be producing more and being more consistent. And that, you know, John Allen has said as much after every game so far, that they can play better, that they believe the mistakes are fixable. But so far there have been a number of mistakes. The penalties those were the biggest issues, or among the biggest issues, last night. I think both teams combined for 20 for 161 yards or something. It's ridiculous. So I think everybody.
What did they? Did anybody speak to the Slayton getting behind everybody, miscommunication, how that was supposed to be played, whose fault it was when Slayton dropped the bomb that would have put him up 30-20?
Yeah, Landon Collins kind of hit on it, but he didn't totally put the blame on William Jackson. But I think that was on him. You can kind of see on the tape how his eyes get caught in the wrong direction. I mean,
he wasn't expecting deep help.
He might have been, you know, that's why I'm hesitant to put the blame on one person when we don't know the calls. It's kind of like that 3rd and 16 in the first game. You know, on the film, it looks like it probably should have been Bostic, or maybe McCain didn't come down. But we don't know the calls. We don't know who had responsibility there for help, who, you know, was anticipating something else. So, you know, just based purely on film and kind of where his eyes were compared to where Slayton was, you know, I thought Jackson probably let his guy get away from him, but you're right, he very well could have been expecting help over the top.
All right, last one, because I know you have to run. Other than Ioannidis, and just update us on him, were there any other injuries out of this game?
Not that we were told of. Nobody else came out. Ioannidis appeared to be fine. He came back in the game. He was examined briefly, went back to the locker room, came back out, played the rest of the game. I think he's good to go. Antonio Gibson played the full game.
We lost Nikki there. Nikki, thanks. And I know Nikki had to run. She had to get on into a very important editorial meeting at the Washington Post. But I love Nikki. She's doing a great job covering the team. Appreciate that. Follow Nikki on Twitter at Nikki Javala. It's J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A on Twitter. Our poll, by the way, Brendan, are you listening to this?
I see what it is.
Should Taylor Heinicke be the starter the rest of the year is our Twitter poll of the morning presented by Window Nation. 500 votes in after about 15 minutes. 87.5% say yes. I'm going to say what I said after the game the other day. Cooley disagreed with me on my podcast, and we played that for you here on the radio show. I actually thought last week when Heinicke came in, given the issues they were having with pass protection against Bosa, et cetera, gave him a better chance to win the game. You know, Nikki's line that the offense has life with Taylor Heinicke, it's true. It does. Now, that doesn't mean that it wouldn't have had life with Ryan Fitzpatrick. We don't know what kind of life it would have had with Ryan Fitzpatrick. We don't know what kind of life it would have with Kyle Allen and the, you know, and the team this year. Kyle Allen did okay last year, not the kind of life pumped into the offense that Taylor Heinicke seems to provide. But that is a perfect description if you are still in between on Taylor Heinicke. If you're not sure, and I'm still not sure whether or not he's an NFL starter, okay, 11 and a half quarters, small sample size, and also to Nikki's point, we talked about this heading into the game, you know, this isn't even the proper game to sort of account for a team having plenty of time to prepare for somebody that they've now at least seen a little bit of. I mean, even the Buccaneers, really, they had one quarter to go on to prepare for him for that playoff game. The Giants had 3.5 days to prepare for Heinicke. Buffalo's going to have a lot longer. Now, the Giants appeared to say, you know what, we're not going to let you hurt us with your legs. Go ahead, throw from the pocket, and let's see if you'll beat us from the pocket. And they pitched and catched all night long to the tune of, you know, 34 or 46, to the tune of getting away from the run because the pitching and catching was pretty easy because of the soft coverage. But we've got bigger tests for him coming up. That's true. But what's also true is that this offense gets a shot of something from him, and it looks completely different with him in terms of the comparison to what we've had here recently than anybody else. That's true also. Start lining it up on the phones again. 301-230-0980. Our BetQL listener lines are open. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Your reaction, what did you like? What didn't you like? Are you bought in now on Taylor Heinicke for the duration? I'm talking about the long duration, even if Ryan Fitzpatrick comes back 8 weeks from now and is healthy. We got plenty of time, by the way, to figure that one out. He's not going anywhere now. You know, that pick, even a pick at the end of the game, if it cost him the game, wasn't going to mean Kyle Allen was going to start at Buffalo. There were too many things that he did well during that game that was going to continue to give him the opportunity. He's going to get this opportunity for several weeks to come. But should he have it permanently for the rest of the year? Look, there is that argument to be made. Let's find out. You know, let's find out if he is Kurt Warner or Tony Romo. Or maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let's find out if he's a bona fide NFL starting quarterback moving forward with this franchise. The only way to do that is to play him. He got the opportunity. He got the opportunity in the perfect spot, right? Early in the season. Season still in play. And game two last night. 30-29 if you're just joining us. Dustin Hopkins missed a field goal, offsides on the Giants. He gets a second chance. He drills one from 43 seconds left on an untimed final play for Washington's first win of the year. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. More of your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Man, I feel really fortunate, obviously. I've talked to you all about being process-oriented. Honestly, the first kick, and this is the tough part about kicking, is that first kick I hit much more solid than the second kick, but it was just a slight angle, you know what I mean? So obviously I'm happy with the result, like for myself, but also for our team and what the implications will be later, you know, I hope. But process-wise, like, I'm always learning, always trying to get better. And, I'm just feel very fortunate.
That was Dustin Hopkins. Remember when he got interviewed during training camp? There was, like, an answer he gave that was literally, like, 4.5 minutes long. And he was talking very Kirk-esque about process, being process-oriented. That first kick, you know, you saw it right from the jump. He's pushing it right. We've seen that before with him on longer field goals. That first attempt was 48 yards. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence, for a boneheaded play. You know, on a 48-yard kick, I know he's trying to make something happen in the middle there and probably get his hands up, but you can't jump off sides. And then he says the second kick wasn't hit as well. That one also started briefly to the right, and I'm like, oh, no. And then it just sort of straightened out and got inside the right upright for a 30-29 win. I said it earlier in the show, last week's Thursday night opener, 31-29 thriller. Last night, 30-29 thriller. Maybe Thursday night football is going to become the go-to in primetime games. Daniel Jones, by the way, I think has set a record for losing his first 6 primetime games. He's tied a record, I believe it is, and he can set the record when they play their next primetime game. Listen to this, Brendan. Do you know when their next primetime game is? It comes on November 1st on Monday Night Football at Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Good luck with that one. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you miss my game take, I'll get through a little bit of it after a few more calls. I've got a smell test to finish up the show today, and it's long. Chin's been on hold for a while. Chin and Potomac, go ahead.
Hey, I've been a big fan of yours for years, been listening ever since you were doing the shows with Cooley and all that. But I don't really understand why you say Heinicke is wildly inconsistent at times. I mean,
wildly and against inaccurate Carolina, at times. Inaccurate.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you know, against Carolina and Tampa, he was awesome in both games. Last week, he was bad the first series and then great. Yesterday, I obviously had a slow start. But, you know, last year, you know, the only thing I was positive about Washington coming out of it was Taylor Heinicke. I thought the defense was overrated, playing garbage the whole time.
Me too. And he was number one on the things that I liked list from the Charger game.
No, but I'm saying from last year. And yet, going into the season, we hyped up our defense, which has shown itself. We brought in someone to take basically, you know, to make sure that Heinicke almost doesn't play by bringing in Fitzpatrick. I mean, if Ron had it his way, Fitzpatrick would have played pretty well the whole year, and we'd have drafted a quarterback high in the next year, and Taylor Heinicke would have never really seen the field.
Right.
But now, you know, you look, Heinicke, the guy studied differential equations. There's not, you know, NFL defenses aren't going to fool this guy. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, I just don't understand why people are still so doubting this guy. Well, thankfully, we have no choice now but to play him. And with respect to Hopkins, we got to get rid of that guy. We have zero confidence. I don't know why anyone would think he's a hero. As far as I'm concerned, he's a lucky goat. That's all he is.
Yes. So a couple of things. Number one, he is inconsistent with his accuracy, period. I don't even think that's debatable. Number two, though, he does some things at a very high level. He's a very instinctive, feel guy in the pocket. And that's not what we saw last night. Last night, they made him throw from the pocket, made him do something that we didn't see in the first 7.5 quarters from him. And he's very decisive, and I think he really understands what's going on pre-snap and post-snap. But a lot of the catches that were made were not accurate throws. But you know what? Not everybody, even the great ones, throw every ball accurately. So I understand that. In terms of the opportunity, the post last season, look, the coaching staff in the organization didn't believe in him as a starter. So they didn't believe in him as a starter. And to your point, if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't get hurt this in week one, and maybe if he gets hurt in like week or 7 or 8, we might see Kyle Allen at that point. But in 11.5 quarters, very small sample size, he has pumped life into this team and certainly into the offense. There's no debating that. But if you're ready to anoint him the long-term starter off of 11.5 quarters, go for it. And I'll give you all the credit in the world if it works out. I am excited to see him play against Buffalo now after last night. There is no doubt that this dude's fearless and has an S-load of gamer in him. Now, whether or not that is enough with his instincts as a runner and as an escape guy in the pocket is enough to be a legitimate top half of the league franchise quarterback, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I would bet against it, but if I see more games like last night, well, then I'll change my mind. Let's go to Chris. Chris, thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I agree with you. I think we have to wait and see. If he turns into Kurt Warner, then great, right?
So it would be if he turns into 70% or 60% of Kurt Warner, then this is the biggest plus for this franchise in years to have found him for the price that they got him for. It would be phenomenal if it turned out that he was their legitimate long-term franchise quarterback.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna wait and see, but here's my question. I've been thinking about this. We're in year two of a rebuild. Our expectations as fans without a franchise quarterback, without a great linebacking core, and with holes on the offensive line and secondary, are they too high? Should we just be looking for an improvement? Should we be looking for improvement in the second year of a rebuild? That's my question. I mean, I think I know
it's a really good question. It's a really good question. We talked a lot about this during the offseason. If they didn't make the playoffs last year at 7-9, this would have been totally presented as year two of the rebuild. But because they made the playoffs last year and they were in the game against Tampa, the eventual Super Bowl champions, everything changed. You're 100% right.
We got holes everywhere, but we got holes everywhere.
Well, we don't have holes everywhere. We don't have holes everywhere.
You look at the defense, and the coordinator looked good last night. One of them did. The other one didn't. I mean, I still think we got some. I think we're not there yet, is my point. So we'll see.
Good call, Chris. Appreciate it. G from the shop. I had somebody, a good friend of mine, text me when that dude went down with the fractured leg and say, which hospital did G say they were going to take him to? I think you said PG County Hospital, right?
Nah, after that I amended it. I hope they had dropped him off down Greater Southeast, man, and left him in a triage.
I hope he's okay. You know, we're not having fun at his expense. It's just based off a call you made yesterday. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And when I said it, I prefaced prayers and blessings always, you know. But shout out to my man from Indian Queen, Lamar Jeff, and Sabah. Shout out Sabah. They and all the rest of the Heineke Kegger fan club, you know. You know what I'm saying? I love the handful of options we had on offense last night. Slim called up talking about Humphreys fall down. Yeah, he fall down sometimes, but he makes some plays too. He got some. Yeah, that drop hit his hands, but that would have been a tough catch. You know what I'm saying? Clutch too. But I like him, Diami, Gibson, McKissick, and Scary Terry looking like our next great. Because Youngin can do it, man. He can boogie. I'm with you, Kev. Troy Aikman and Buck, they was up in the booth drinking again. You know what I'm saying? Because they was –
I've got a bunch of things on them, and I'll probably save it maybe for Monday. But I thought they were off last night throughout.
Yeah.
Way off.
No, and it's really surprising for a Hall of Fame quarterback to be that out of touch with what's going on in the field when I can call what's going on in my living room. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, I'm high IQ. You know how it is. But throw, you know, this is the other thing I hate. Throw that whole field in the trash, man. We got the worst field in the league.
They changed it. It's supposedly much better.
They got a crackhead from down east over to do that grass, man. Hey, look, man,
it's not George Toma. Look, wasn't that the dude's name that did the fields for all the Super Bowls?
No, they got my man Jitterbug from right away, man. They took some years off my life. Hey, look, Heartburn Special, man. Uh-huh. Hey, man, we lose them type of games usually, man. It's a week to week. Don't Chris and Heineke yet, man. Smoke some. Victory Friday.
Shawty Jitterbug from Southeast is out there fooling with the grass. That's funny. All right, I got to go. See ya. Sabah, of course, Sabah is calling in this morning. Before you say anything, how sick in your stomach did you get when he threw that interception?
I vomited and swallowed. Oh, it was horrible. And you know who I felt bad for? Not me, not Ron, not you, not the fans. For Taylor.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Taylor. No.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Taylor. I knew if the interception would be where everybody said.
Is he in Canton?
With you, Kevin.
You got him in Canton?
No, I don't. But I don't want, like you said, listen, when you said Haskins brought somebody back against Detroit to make a field goal while he was taking a selfie, oh, I want to see 16 games. You should want to see two full seasons of this guy, and you shouldn't get off of it. If that's all you needed for Haskins, you should want to see two full seasons of this guy. He has moxie. He knows the pocket. He has awareness. I wanted them to run him more. I wanted some read option. I love the guy. And you know what kills me? He doesn't have measurables. And you keep saying he's inaccurate. He throws the ball where the defense can't get it. That pass in the end zone, that corner pass to that tight end, the two-play drive, that was Tom Brady-esque. I don't care what you say. The only way we're going to win these games is shoot out. We are in a research and development phase of this team. We're not going anywhere. We need to see what Taylor can do. The defense sucks, and the kicker's got to go. Go Heineke. Love him.
Thanks for the call. I'm in on seeing more. I'm totally in on seeing more. Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Massive win. Couple points. At the drive right before halftime, the third down call by Scott Turner was a great call. Completely fooled him. I don't know if we audible or whatever, but that was a big run. Second half.
You're talking about the McKissick touchdown run.
JD McKissick run. Yes, sir.
I think that was a check with me. I think Taylor made the right call there. We'll find out today, probably.
Great call.
Yeah.
Well, great call, because they definitely fooled them. Everybody was looking past in the stadium. Second half, Taylor's just resilient, Kevin. That's the best way to describe this dude. He's a gamer. You played like I played with people. Some people just rise to the occasion. You know, that two-play drive in the fourth quarter, Kevin, he threw two dimes, that one on that wheel route, and then that play in the corner was just a massive throw. You know, and when he threw the interception, I was sick to my stomach for him, just like Sabah said, because he played such a good game. One thing I noticed last night, Kevin, I don't know if it was by design by us or by the Giants, he stayed in the pocket last night. He didn't use his legs as much as he normally does, and I guess they probably kept him in there to see if he could stay in the pocket and make throws, and Kevin, he did. I mean, he's just a resilient kid. I'll tell you one more thing. The players love to play with him, Kevin. When he comes off on that sideline, man, and they're over there dapping, it's unbelievable. And one more thing, the crowd last night in the fourth quarter, Kevin, it was definitely not nowhere full, but you know I've been critical about our fan base. That's as loud as I've heard FedEx in years last night in that fourth quarter. The people
that were there, A plus.
You got two false starts in the fourth quarter from them on that one drive. The crowd was massive in that fourth quarter, man, and that helped them pull that win out.
Give me the percentage of blue in the crowd from your perspective.
Probably 60-40 our way. I mean, there was a lot of blue around me. Yeah. And they were loud, okay? But we had the people that were there, Kevin, I'm telling you, that fourth quarter was loud in that place, man. It was roaring
like I hadn't heard it in years. You could hear it, but you gave me the percentage I've gotten from a lot of people. About 40% of maybe 40,000, I guess, last night were Giant fans. But it was loud. Yeah. You could hear it. It was a thrilling game. Thrilling game. It was. And we've been talking about all morning. We've been talking about all morning, Bobby, just there's no doubt they played soft. They decided not to do what they did against Bridgewater, which was bring somebody on almost every single drop back, it seemed like. And they said, you're not beating us outside the pocket. We're going to see if you can beat us inside the pocket. And he did. I mean, there was a lot of soft, easy pitch and catch. The receivers made some really good plays, bailing out some throws that weren't perfect. But he's got gamer and baller in him, and the fact that he bounced back on that last drive after that pick was massive, massive. I thought he was going to do it going into that final drive. I did. I thought the Giants played it poorly on their opportunity, and I thought he was awesome. Look, two fourth quarter drives to give him the lead. Two of them. Let's go to James. James has been on hold for a while. James, thanks so much. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Friday. Victory Friday, man. We are Washington, man. And they definitely got lucky with that jumping off sides, man. I need to send Mr. Lawrence a frog, man. Going forward, man, Dustin Hopkins definitely, man. He did good during the game, missed the long one, man. And then that last one, man, I mean, you got to think about it. You know what I mean? See going forward, man. But I want to talk about one player in particular, yo, and it's not going to be who you think. To me, it's number 17, man. They got number 17 involved. If Calvin Johnson is Megatron, then Terry McLaurin is Optimus Prime, and we just going to call him Prime. And I can just see him, man, playing that's just Prime every time he catches the ball, man, because, dude, that guy is a baller, man. And he helped out number 4, who showed up and showed out, man. He had one mistake, bro, but he came back and led him right down the field, man. Like I said last night, man, that pass to McKissick was a game-changing play right there, man. He had a great game. Offensively, they can run the ball when they want. Yo, they got a good run O-line. Defensively, man, it's a bend-don't-break defense right now, man. They need a big play linebacker.
Well,
they need someone in the middle of the field.
It's bending and breaking through the first two. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
we've been talking
like
about
four
seven
field goals in the second half, though, man. Four field goals. You older team. That's pretty, you know,
a lot
that's
of that
legit,
self-inflicted,
but they were killing
right?
themselves, though.
A lot of that self-inflicted. A dropped wide-open touchdown pass. And three penalties on four plays by the Giants. But look, I mean, bottom line is, I was thinking about Brad, who called in yesterday and said, Kevin, the only way they win this game, they got to understand they're going to need 27 plus because that's what the Giants are going to have. And he was right. And I'm like, if they need 27 to beat this team, this is a problem defensively. It's 2 weeks. It's early. They got some issues, though, defensively. And McLaurin and 4-17 were monsters in terms of the impact they had on the game. And I thought McLaurin had his best game as a Washington football team player. Let's go to Ivan. Ivan wants to weigh in. Ivan, go quickly. I'm up against a break.
Hey, Kevin, what's up, man? Hey, where's Robert, by the way, whose Ravens could be 0-2 and looking on the from the outside?
He's actually
in.
One of the people on hold right now.
Hey, look, listen. With Heineke, we believe our line eyes, and he's already got a higher ceiling than Kirk right now. He's Joe Theismann 2.0 with his competitiveness. But it's time to make changes on defense, Kevin. You got 10 days, which comes at a good time. You got to on defense, Khalil Hudson. Maybe you said
Hudson.
Said Khalil Hudson.
He didn't play one defensive snap last night.
Right, what I'm saying, but Jamin Davis is a no show. You got
he actually made one good
that.
Play last night in the red zone. Right, made a really good tackle.
One play in the whole game.
Well, you know, it's a slow build for some of these young guys.
Right, but you don't have time. You got to make changes now.
What do you mean you don't have time? It's a rebuilding year. Somebody just said that.
What are you talking about, Kevin? We're playing for the playoffs. We don't know we're rebuilding. You crazy. Hey, listen.
Played 39% of the defensive snaps Jamin Davis Kevin, did last night, just if anybody's wondering.
Look, if we get the disruptive elite defensive line that we think we have, your guy has got to step up. You keep saying he's a monster, and I haven't seen it yet. I mean,
I
if
know.
He steps up.
I was critical of him last week. I was critical of him this morning.
Hey, look, and if Kendall Fuller is not the same Kendall Fuller that left here the first time, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe that McTyre needs to play more. And Jack Del Rio needs to earn his paycheck. And lastly, Cam Sims needs to get more targets. All right, man, I'm gone.
All right, see ya. Yeah, one of the things, because the snap counts just came up on the game book, I was looking for Jamin Davis. 27 of the 69 defensive snaps, 39% of them. I think that's less than last week. He did he had great coverage and made a really good tackle in the red zone that forced a first half field goal. All right, great passion all morning long. Thank God for Dexter Lawrence. This would have been miserable this morning if we were talking about a 29-27 loss with another 9 to 10 days before their next game at Buffalo. But we've got it's a lot more fun to talk about the concerns and the worries after a win to get to 1-1, and a lot of the good, because there was more good last night than there was bad, for sure. You got Taylor Heineke, Sabah. You got Taylor Heineke, all of those of you who were absolutely convinced after one quarter against Carolina and a playoff game against Tampa Bay that he was going to be the best franchise quarterback since Theismann. You're going to get that chance to see it. I mean, he has earned it here in the last seven quarters. And there's no reason to think about anybody but him at the position. Fitzpatrick, by the way, I think I mentioned this earlier. There was a report. If Ben had the report, I really want to give Ben the credit, but that's where I read it. But whoever had it, congrats, that Fitzpatrick is not going to require surgery, and he should be available in 8 weeks. At that point, you would have to think that there's a chance that Heineke has won the job. There's a good chance of that. I definitely believe there's a legitimate chance that we never see Ryan Fitzmagic on the field for Washington. I'm not saying it's because Heineke becomes the long-term answer, but I think he's going to play well enough here in the next few weeks to keep Ryan Fitzpatrick, especially unhealthy, on the bench. All right, I'm just going to rip through these smell test picks when we come back. I've got a bunch of them. That's next. Finish up the show there. How about this? Inspiration 4's Mission Commander, Inspiration 4's Mission Commander Jarrett Isaacman placed the first ever sports bet from outer space to Las Vegas with BetMGM at MGM Grand. The wagers were the over in last night's New York-Washington game winner and a futures bet on the Eagles as the 2022 champions. Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my bonus code, KevinS100, to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college football game. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. No matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM's always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on any college football game. And if either team in that matchup scores, you win. Only at BetMGM. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. D.C. and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-522-4700.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
All right. I'm gonna do something here at the beginning. Some of you may not like it, but I think most of you will understand it. And I think most of you will trust me on this because I have... in the past, taken big beats on some of these. But this year on the smell test, when I give out a game on Friday, like the Lions last week at +7.5, and that line almost immediately after the show goes to 8, 8.5, and then eventually 9.5, everybody that played the Lions based on the smell test pick, including me, won the bet. I'm going to count it as a win. And at the same time, if a line moves in a direction that doesn't help me, I'll take the loss. I think most of you have been with me on this. Those of you that have know that I've been very fair on this over the years. But the Lions were 9.5-point dogs. Nobody got it at less than 9. And if you played it maybe on Friday afternoon, it was 8, 8.5, not 7.5. So last week, I'm giving myself a 4-4, 500 a week. 6-6-1 overall through 2 weeks. I got to rip through these because we are up against a hard break, but I love the board, and it is scary when I love the board this early in the season, so tread lightly. Tomorrow, Indiana is playing 8th-ranked Cincinnati at home. Indiana got absolutely bum-rushed 2 weeks ago by Iowa. They're catching a field goal. The world is on Cincinnati. This line reeks. Give me the Hoosiers plus the 3. West Virginia is a favorite at home over 15th-ranked Virginia Tech. West Virginia, the last time they played a legit opponent, lost to Maryland. The public loves the Hokies. I'll take West Virginia and lay the 2.5. Purdue's getting 7 at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got a game next week at Wisconsin. I think this in-state battle feels bigger for Purdue, and the public loves the Fighting Irish. I'll take the Boilers plus the 7. By the way, I'd lean Florida against Alabama. I'm not putting them into the smell test. Let's go to Sunday. The Colts got run last week. The Rams won big. The Rams are laying 3.5 against the Colts. This is the biggest public play of the weekend. The LA Rams laying 3.5 against the Colts. I'll take Indy plus the 3.5. The Bears got blown out on Sunday night. The Bengals beat the Vikings. The Bears are 2.5-point favorites. The public's actually on Cincinnati. I'll take the Bears and lay the 2.5. The Eagles were a play for me last week. They're a play for me again this week. They're getting 3 at home against the Niners. I actually think the Eagles are going to win that game outright. The Eagles plus 3.5. The Saints had the most impressive win of last week. They're laying 3.5 in Charlotte against the Panthers. Take the Panthers at home plus the 3.5. The Steelers are laying 6 against that team, the Raiders, that were so impressive on Monday night. That's a big number. The public's playing the underdog. I'll take the favorite and lay the 6 with Pittsburgh. Jacksonville lost last week to Houston. Denver won their opening game, and the Jags are only getting 6. I'll take Jacksonville plus the 6. The Dolphins, are they for real? They beat the Patriots. The Bills lost. Public still believes in Buffalo. I'll take the Dolphins plus 3.5. The second biggest anti-public play, Minnesota plus 4 at Arizona. I'll take the Falcons plus 13 against Tampa, the Titans plus 6 at Seattle, and the Chargers minus 3.5 against the Cowboys. The public's on Dallas. That's the smell test. It'll be published. It'll be out. I'll retweet it from my Twitter account, @KevinSheehanDC. I got to run. Thanks to Nikki Javala. Thanks to Brendan. Thanks to all of you. Travis is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.